Coming up, we'll find out if you know your Mark Felt from your Michael Phelps from your Juan Pablo Galavies when we play This, That, or the Other. Let's meet our next two contestants. First up, Gina Gullo on buzzer number one.
Hello.
Hi. You're joining us from Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania, and you're working on a dissertation in educational leadership. Welcome. Welcome. Your opponent is Chris Sunderick on buzzer number two. And you're finishing a PhD in bone tissue engineering. Welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Remember, Gina and Chris, the first of you who wins two of our games will move on to the final round at the end of the show. Gina, would you rather be on The Bachelor or on The Bachelorette?
I'm going to have to go with The Bachelorette. I mean, I don't want to be chasing after a guy, so let's have them chase after me.
Yeah, that's right. Whole bunch of them.
Oh, yeah.
Chris, would you rather be on The Bachelor or The Bachelorette?
I think I'm very indecisive by nature, so I'm going to have to go with The Bachelorette as well.
Yeah.
I don't think I can pick a woman every episode. That's just, it's too much to handle.
There's a lot of pressure.
All right, so first you'll play a guessing game called This, That, or the Other. I'm going to give you a book title, and you just have to guess who wrote it from one of three possibilities. Jonathan Colton, what are the possibilities?
Each book was written by either an FBI agent, or an Olympic athlete, or a participant on The Bachelor or The Bachelorette.
We're going to go back and forth, so no need to buzz in. Let's give it a shot. Here we go. Gina, Endless Enemies. Is that the title of a book of an FBI agent, Olympic athlete, or participant on The Bachelor or Bachelorette? Endless Enemies.
No, it sounds like an FBI thing, but I'm going to go with Olympic person, athlete.
No, I'm sorry. Chris, can you steal?
I'm going to go with FBI agent.
You got it. That's right. You went FBI agent, then you said no, Olympic. But it was FBI agent. Although, it would be great if it was a bachelor. All right, Chris, age is just a number.
Olympic athlete.
Yeah, that's right. Olympic athlete. Dara Torres, the first competitive swimmer to represent the U.S. in five sets of Olympic Games. On The Bachelorette, that number, by the way, is 27. Gina, nobody's perfect.
The Bachelor or Bachelorette?
Yes, that is correct. That was by two Bachelor contestants. Yeah, they had to get together to write that one. Chris, the book is What Every Body is Saying.
FBI agent.
That is right. Yeah, it's about how to speed read people. Gina, Landing on My Feet.
Okay, I'm going to go with Olympian.
You're going to go with correct.
Yes.
Yeah. Carrie Strug, a member of the Magnificent Seven Olympic gymnast team in 1996. She completed her vault, but then had an ankle injury and actually was carried to the podium. But she landed on her feet, and I guess that's all that matters. Chris, chocolate socks.
I'm going to go with Bachelor or Bachelorette.
Well, you got that one. Yeah, that's right. It's a children book about socks made out of chocolate.
Children's
Sounds
book.
Good.
It's written by season 12 contestant Holly Durst. According to her website, her two favorite things are chocolate and socks.
You know, write what you know.
Yeah. All right, these are your last clues. Gina, for the right reasons.
For the right reasons? I hope it's an FBI agent.
You would hope, yeah. But as we know from recent news, that's not right, is it? Okay, Chris, can you steal for the right reasons?
I'm going to go with Bachelor or Bachelorette.
Yeah, I'm afraid that is correct, yeah. It's Sean Lowe, who is often referred to as the Virgin Bachelor. All right, Chris, I didn't come here to make friends. FBI agent, Olympic athlete, or Bachelor, Bachelorette contestant?
Sounds like a very competitive thing to say. Yep. I'm going to go with Olympic athlete.
Yeah, you would hope it would be amazing, but that is incorrect. Can you steal, Gina?
I'm going to go with Bachelor, Bachelorette.
Afraid so. That is correct, right. Yeah. That was by Courtney Robertson, season 16's villain.
There's 16 seasons?
There's 16 seasons. There's more than 16 seasons. Puzzle guru John Chinesky, how did our contestants do?
Well, Gina had a nice comeback at the end, but Chris is our winner for this round. He's one step closer to moving on to the final round.
Would you like to be a contestant on Ask Me Another or see us live, but you can't come to Brooklyn? No problem. Ask Me Another will come to you if you live in Arizona or Virginia. We'll be in Phoenix at the Orpheum Theater on April 6th and at the Virginia Arts Festival on May 18th. Tickets and information at amatickets.org. Coming up, Jonathan Coulton will literally sing what is figuratively the world's greatest music parody game of 2017. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.